Dan Crawl. I am currently recording at the top of the Benton County Courthouse, and I am making my way up to the attic space. I am walking up a very narrow wooden staircase. You can hear a little bit of electronic interference. We are near some cell reception towers, which is causing that. We do apologize for that. We are joined by Levon Atwood. He is a facilities tech for Benton County Public Works. Thanks for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
We are at the top of the courthouse in a room with wooden walls, standing by a massive crank setup. Why don't you tell us what we're looking at?
Right now, what we're looking at is the clock up in the clock tower for the Benton County Courthouse. It's the original clock mechanism. You can see the clock faces on all four sides of the building, and it's not ticking, but it is actually still running.
We are walking around this device, which is a life-size device, about the size of myself or Levon here.
Yes.
E. Howard and Company, Boston, Massachusetts, is the manufacturer. And, yes, we do see a slow rotation of this chain.
Yes. This used to be a weight and pendulum system. In fact, you can see some of the weights in the corner here.
Are those made of steel?
Yes. And they decided to change it out because otherwise somebody would have to come up here regularly. I believe it was every couple days they'd have to come up here and they'd have to change the weights back and forth. And so it became like kind of a part-time job just tending the clock. And so they changed it out and they put now everything runs off of this little, basically like a hobby motor. And it shows how well geared everything is, that all of this big life-size machinery is run off of this little motor here.
How often does one have to come in and maintain this?
I try to come up here at least once every couple weeks. I mean, I like to get up here more, but I just don't have the time. And so I get up here and oil all of the mechanisms and everything. And then, of course, there's changing the clock on, you know, changing for spring forward and fall back and all that type of stuff. And also just kind of keep an eye on it. And it can be a little finicky because, you know, sometimes it doesn't ring when you say, oh, yeah, it's going to ring right now, and then it doesn't.
Separate from the clock itself was the OSU fight song played on a carillon.
Yes. The carillon, it's basically kind of like a automatic player piano. It has a scroll that has all the little holes and everything that are punched in there for at certain increments that strike certain keys, you know, kind of like a music box. And, we have a whole bunch of different songs and stuff that we were able to load up. But right now we just have the Beaver fight song for kind of local civic pride and all that type of thing.
And that plays how often?
Three times a day is my understanding. It's 8 a.m., at noon, and at 5 p.m.
And there are other choices of songs you could play, but it's kind of hard to change out the device that determines different songs.
Yeah, I haven't really messed with it before. It's one of those things where I'd have to kind of try to figure it out, and I'm a little leery to go poking at it and find out, oh, I just broke the piece or whatever. And
plus, that's old technology.
Yeah, and plus also a lot of it really comes down to just not having the time, you know, kind of one of those things where every time I mean to do something like put some Christmas music or something like that up, but then, you know, other things keep popping up, you know, that kind of unfortunately take a little higher priority.
Have you ever had to do any major repairs to any of this equipment?
I haven't had to do anything major. I know that right before I got here, there was an issue with the cable that runs that rings the bell. It had broken, and so they replaced that. You can see that the cable looks like it's a lot newer than everything else in the building. And then I've been kind of trying to tinker with the ringing mechanism. For some reason, it rings on like the 43-minute mark of the hour instead of the half hour. Something has shifted there. And then also trying to keep it so that it rings on the hour, and sometimes things kind of move and all that. And so it's like a lot of little bent nails and things like that that kind of shift.
And how long has this setup existed here in the courthouse?
Since they built it, which it was built in 1888.
Levon Atwood is a facilities tech for Benton County Public Works and was kind enough to show us up here at the very top of the Benton County Courthouse as we look at the clock tower device that chimes the bell, and we also had a chance to hear the OSU fight song, which has been programmed in since 1991, to our knowledge. And up here, we do have a bell that used to serve as the fire warning bell, correct? This is about the size of the Liberty Bell, if you look at it. It's a very big, heavy bell. Are we able to get a recording of maybe a chime or two on that?
Yes.
Okay. Levon is going to chime the bell that used to serve as an emergency warning of a fire. It would probably be quite an effort to move this out of here, so I figure they just let it stay put. This is no light bell. And this on the side says Naylor, Vickers and Company. This is number 890. Oh, wait, what does it say?
Sheffield.
Naylor, Vickers and Company, Sheffield.
1859.
If you like, I could even force this to ring.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay.
Do you have to go upstairs?
I do.
Okay.
So.
Okay, you ready?
Ready. I understand you also changed the flag.
Correct. We have to change the flag every 6 months or whenever it becomes as needed if it becomes damaged. And then also we have to raise and lower the flag for certain events, you know, if somebody passes away or anything like that. And so in order to do that, we obviously have to wear the proper PPE and everything. And we climb up to the very top. There's a ladder that takes you up there, and then you tie off, and there's a hatch that you have to climb out onto the roof. And in order to raise and lower the flag, I can sit inside and, you know, do what I need to do to raise and lower it. But then to change it, I have to climb out onto the roof and stand there in order to reach and change things out. There's a clasp that's at the base of the flagpole that you have to release in order to get the flag to pass through and everything.
And the flag itself is above the bell tower.
Correct.
Yeah. So if you drive past the Benton County Courthouse, you look at the flag at the very tip top. This is the man who has to change the flag every 6 months or lower it to half mast.
Correct. Yep. It's a part of the job.
Is it fun being on the roof at that height?
The view is great, but it can be a little spooky. The mount and the dismount, climbing in and out of there can be a little, I have to kind of psych myself up for it, but it's once you get up there, it's a great view. And as long as it's a nice sunny day, you can see Mount Hood and stuff like that, so it's nice.
Levon Atwood, I'd like to thank you again for your time today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
Before we left this upper level, I was able to convince Levon to turn on the carillon, the mechanism that ordinarily plays the OSU fight song, off of a paper script, which then programs this automatic playing of the song. I asked Levon to play a few keys, just a minimal sequence.
Thank you.